This is Scott Becker, the host of the Scott Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Nancy Temple. Nancy's a lead partner, founding partner, managing partner in a law firm, Captain Temple, a great career. Today we'll talk about sort of this great mix of lives. She's raising three magnificent boys while running a major law practice and trying to talk about how that balance works and what she's doing. Nancy, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure, Scott. Thanks. As Scott mentioned, I'm a lawyer here in Chicago. I've been practicing for over 30 years. Currently, I'm in private practice at a boutique litigation firm. Scott mentioned it's called Catton and Temple. Mitch Catton and I started that firm in 2008, and we've been around ever since. We have about 10 lawyers and handle all different types of commercial litigation.
And so really, really bright, gifted people. Take a moment and talk about this life pre and in the COVID era of mixing, being sort of a very high-performing professional and what can only be called a hockey mom with three young hockey players constantly playing. How do you mix the two things? How do you balance those things out? How do you make that work?
Well, there's pre-COVID and post-COVID different approaches. Pre-COVID, I had three grad students who helped me transport and do the logistics of managing three travel hockey players who played other sports as well and were very active with school and other youth activities. And I was primarily in the office managing the firm, clients, my practice, and staff. So post-COVID, a lot of the boys' sporting activities shut down, and obviously we were working from home. And now that we're kind of a little bit opened, I'm still working from home primarily, and the kids, I'm grateful that some of their sporting activities have started. For example, baseball, they're able to play baseball safely outside, and they've enjoyed that. They have had some hockey practices and minor scrimmages. It remains to be seen whether they'll have any sort of hockey season in the rest of 2020 at all in the state of Illinois. But the schedules have slowed down, and I think that was a good thing for everyone to take a deep breath and get off the major roller coaster and focus on what's important and find other outlets. It's really hard, I think, this COVID, though, on working parents and working moms in particular, but there's a greater acceptance of working from home, and I can accomplish a lot working from home and trying to keep my kids productive and out of trouble.
But take a moment. I'm going to ask you for advice on remote learning and remote working. For remote learning, you know, three boys. Give me again ages, Nancy. You've got one starting high school and then down to seven or eight or so.
Yeah, that's about right. So my oldest is starting high school. It's going to be a hybrid, 3 days e-learning, 2 days in the classroom, at least to start off. And the remote learning for the older children, my boys fortunately are fairly self-sufficient and independent, did not require much oversight in the spring for them to finish up their work for the 14 and 12-year-olds. The 9-year-old, he just turned 9, is a whole nother story. He requires a lot of supervision to stay focused and on task and moving from one e-learning matter to another. He tended to rush through things, and he would come into my home office while I was on a conference call and hold up a sign, "I'm done with my work. Can I get on the Xbox?" Yes or no. And so it was a challenge to make sure that he would be productive as possible and limit the video games as much as possible, while at the same time trying to get through my substantive work as a lawyer. And so I think that's that burden falls more significantly on mothers, typically, not always, but typically, and it's a challenge for any parents working from home. I'm grateful that my 9 and 12-year-old school is opening for 5-day in-school classrooms at the end of August. They have a very detailed plan they rolled out, and you know, we're hopeful that with this small school and meeting in small groups that they can control and we can avoid any outbreaks, but it remains to be seen, of course. And you know, Scott, one thing that you may not be aware of is, and I have been primarily working from home, but I was in July, I spent 2 weeks, full weeks in the office, nonstop, doing the first virtual or Zoom trial in the state of Illinois. And so that was an interesting challenge. I wanted to be able to do it from my office for a number of reasons, and to avoid the distractions of the kids. And that worked out great, but I think it is the wave of the future for lawyers to be nimble in handling any sort of virtual court appearance, evidentiary hearing, oral arguments. For the next 12 months, I think there will be a lot of that. So, I'm grateful to have those opportunities and have that experience behind me so I can plan to get a lot of work done during the school year virtually.
Well, probably nothing more exciting for a mother or father than to have the kids start to get back on track again and back to, you know, physical school. And that's going to be the exception, it seems like, in the state of Illinois for the first semester this year. But you're fortunate to be at the school where you're doing that is fantastic. Talk about any advice on remote work, any advice that you have for people on remote work and what's worked for you and separating things and be able to stay focused, you know, forcing the kids to make signs when they have a question. I say that facetiously, but thoughts on what works working remotely.
Well, I try to block it up in very limited block times. And I think the teachers did a really good job with the kids to have them focus. Okay, these 30 minutes are for your math. And so I try to focus on this next hour. I'm going to just get all my invoices out and target it that way, both for my professional work and then try to get the kids to focus. I have to give my 9-year-old a lot of bribes or incentive, positive feedback and incentives to get his work done and stay on task. But I also find it's helpful for me. Then I take a break and go do something with the kids, go on a quick bike ride for a break with my 9-year-old, for example, or go take a walk and pick up a sandwich for lunch. I think those breaks are really important to have to do. And then I've been lucky after my trial, I've had some more free time. So I've been able to do some remote learning with the kids and remote work myself from our second home in Michigan. So we're very fortunate to do that.
Fantastic. Take a moment on, we've got this upcoming election in November. The whole world seems very focused on it. You know, there was a demographic, we're in the last election, the president did well with a certain demographic of sort of, you know, professional white and suburban women and so forth. You're a professional woman. Any thoughts on the November election, and would you be shocked if President Trump does as well this time with that demographic as he did last time?
I would be shocked. You're right. As a professional woman, I'm not a fan of a lot of the political rhetoric on either side that doesn't accomplish things, but I'm also focusing on policies and what is actually getting done by Congress or not getting done. I think the I would have liked to have seen a better national management of the pandemic. And so, you know, I don't think that the current president is going to do that well with professional women in the suburbs, or I happen to be primarily in the city now with work and living, although I grew up in the suburbs and listened to the commentary of women and other professionals in the suburbs currently, and I think there will likely be a change. We'll see what happens, as the president likes to say. But I think there will be a change.
And talk about, you're also heavily involved in the Mercy Home. Talk a little bit about the charitable work that you do. Just take a moment there, please.
Sure. I've always felt that it's important for me to spend some of my time volunteering for local organizations. Living and working in the city, it's nice to get involved with a charitable organization in the city that does good work in the city. I got introduced to the Mercy Home from one of my college friends about a dozen or so years ago, and fell in love with the work that they do, their mission. It's a residential care facility that helps individual youth who might not have a secure, safe home environment and need some additional support to temporarily try to get back on their feet, get their education off to a great start, and hopefully get reunited to live with a family situation that does become more stable. But if not, Mercy Home provides a family for the rest of their life. And so it also, Mercy Home also has expanded beyond just providing residential care for individual youth. They have different programs where they share their experience and their expertise in how to deal with youth who have suffered through some sort of trauma, and it could be local. You know, it's not any secret that in the city of Chicago and different pockets of the city, there's terrible gun violence, there's terrible high rates of unemployment, and other socioeconomic factors that make youth who live in these neighborhoods at extreme risk. And so the goal is to try to get them off that track and onto a better track for themselves. But Mercy Home has developed a wealth of expertise in this area, so they leverage off of that and educate other youth care programs across the country and go into schools in the Chicagoland area and help teachers understand how to best deal with kids suffering trauma so that they're not simply expelled from school, but they can be treated in a way so the kids become successful in the school themselves. So I think they have developed a lot of data demonstrating the positive impact with the 100% graduation from high school rates to getting kids into post-high school education programs, jobs, and becoming productive, happy members of society. And that's a huge impact, I think, on not just those individuals, but hopefully widespread. And I can't say enough about the professional staff at Mercy Home. They make it very easy to volunteer for this cause. And so it's been a passion of mine for ever since I got introduced to them for the last dozen years.
Well, just fantastic. And I've watched the work that you do with them. It's magnificent. Talk for a moment. You've had this great professional career. Talk for a moment about what advice you would give to a young person developing their career. Two or three thoughts on either developing their career or developing their professional life. Any thoughts there?
Sure. I think you always want to find people that you admire. and it, more than one person, both in your profession or who do activities that you have a lot of respect for, and try to learn about how that person got to that position. If it's a person you have exposure to and you can speak with, you know, seek out that person as an individual personal mentor. I've been really super fortunate to have a wide variety of different mentors throughout my entire education and then professional career. And I still have mentors. I try to pass that on and give back to, you know, people coming out of law school or young lawyers, that sort of thing, because so many people did that for me and continue to do that for me in my professional career. And the other piece of advice is don't be afraid to try new things and take risks. And that has always been very rewarding for me, to say yes, to try something new and to take a risk. So those two pieces of advice have borne very well for me in my career.
Well, I love both those. I mean, seek out mentorship, seek out advice, and also don't be afraid to take risks, because if you don't, life is going to be boring and you're never going to get past to the next spot and have the excitement you need to keep it interesting. Nancy Temple, great to visit with you. Thank you for joining the Scott Becker Business Podcast. Always great to visit with you and hear what's going on. Thank you so much for joining us today.